As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, a program that is devoted to paying tribute in the court of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha to discuss her virtues and excellences and to enlighten our hearts further with her honor and esteem. Alhamdulillah, we're talking about various attributes, various excellences of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and we're trying to learn as well from her seerah that how can we also improve our character, how should we also be living our life. Dear viewers, in our last episode, we started the discussion of the blessed marriage of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha with Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that how this marriage took place. And in our last episode, we covered up to the part where Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem comes in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to express his desire to marry his beloved daughter Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion from here onwards, that what happened thereafter and what events took thereafter and how this blessed marriage took place, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we get into our discussion, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the final messenger of Allah, upon the seal of the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when you listen to the adhan, then repeat as the muadhin says, and then send salat upon me, because when you send salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon you in exchange for that one recital of salat that you recite upon me. Then supplicate to Allah for my wasila, because wasila is a house in paradise and that is only for one person. And I hope that that very person for whom that house is me. I am that very servant of Allah for whom that house is. So whoever prays for me for wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will attain my intercession, my shafa'a. So dear viewers, in this narration, we've come to know that we should repeat after what the muazzin says. Not only that, we should also be used to sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies in exchange of one salat that we recite in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we should also pray in the court of Allah for wasila for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And wasila is a house in paradise which has been made for only one person. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that I hope that that very person for whom this house wasila is, it is me. And whoever prays for wasila for Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will attain the intercession, the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, in the previous episode, we spoke about the marriage of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. As when Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha came at the age of marriage, now many people, they desired to marry her as she was the best of the matches anyone could ever have. She was the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. From the perspective of lineage, from the perspective of nobility, from every perspective, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was the greatest of all. Many noble elites, even likes of Shaykhain-e-Kareemain alayhim uridwan, they also expressed their desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But initially, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam replied to all of them that I'm waiting for divine command in this relation. Regarding the marriage of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that he is waiting for divine decree in this matter. And on the other hand, Shaykhain Karimain radiyallahu anhumah, they thought that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem is the best match, and he has not expressed his desire as of now. And the reason for this perhaps is his poverty. And then these noble figures, they go to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem, and they mention this very matter, the matter of marrying Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, and they speak to him and they convince him that he should also express his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, as he is most deserving individual who should marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. So they convinced him and motivated him and told him that despite your poverty, you should still go in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and express your desire. Hence, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he comes in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and in a very respectful manner, in a very eloquent manner, he presents his desire. He expresses his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now remember, dear viewers, that at this occasion, when this incident took place, where Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem expressed his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, at this time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was at the house of Salama radiyallahu anha, and when he knocked at the door, Salama radiyallahu anha asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who is it? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, without even looking who it was, that it is someone who is loved by Allah and his messenger, and he also loves Allah and his messenger. And eventually it was Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Now Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem enters the house and expresses his desire in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now what happens? Now let's listen to it. So Salama radiyallahu anha says that I saw that the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam became joyous, became more enlightened when Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem expressed his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to marry Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam became overjoyed here. The signs of happiness were apparent on his enlightened and luminous face. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam looked at Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and smiled and said, O Ali, do you have anything with which you can pay the bridal money, the mahar of Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha? To this, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem said that, Ya Rasulullah, dear Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, my state is not concealed from you. My state is not hidden from you. All I have is one armor, one sword, and one camel to draw water. Besides these things, I do not have anything. So upon this, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to him that with your sword, you will perform jihad in the path of Allah. So without it, you can't survive. With the camel, you will draw water for your family, and you will use it to load your belongings, your provisions on a journey. So you keep that as well. However, in exchange of your armor, accepting that as mahar, I would perform the nikah of my daughter with you, and I am pleased with you. I'm happy with you. O Ali, congratulations to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has performed your nikah with Fatima on skies. And O Ali, congratulations to you that before performing your nikah with Fatima radiyallahu anha on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed your nikah with Fatima radiyallahu anha in the heavens. And before your arrival, a heavenly angel, an angel from the skies, from the heavens, came to me whom I had never seen before. He had many faces and many wings. He came and he said to me, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, glad tidings to you of a blessed union and of pure offspring. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and greeted me, said salam to me, and told me, the dear messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah manifested a gaze of mercy upon this world, and Allah Almighty has chosen a Habib, a brother, and a friend for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has performed the nikah of Fatima radiallahu anha with that Habib, with that brother, with that friend of yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded all the jannas, all the hoors to be adorned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the tree of Tuba to be adorned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the malaika, the angels, to gather near Baytul Ma'mur. And with the command of Allah Almighty, Ridwan Jannat, the angel who's appointed on Jannah, his name is Ridwan alayhi salam, he has placed the minbar, the pulpit of Karama, next to the door of Baytul Ma'mur. And this is the very same minbar, very same pulpit upon which Adam alayhi salam delivered the sermon after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names of all the things. Then upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an angel named Raheel, he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He proclaimed the hamd, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which befits His majesty on this very pulpit, with which the entire sky, the entire heavens, they became delighted, they were elated with delight. And Jibreel alayhi salam told me further that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me that I have performed the nikah of my beloved servant Ali with my beloved servant Fatima radiallahu anha, who's the daughter of my messenger. So you perform their nikah. So I performed their nikah and made angels witness over it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the tree of Tuba to let go of his jewels, to scatter his jewels. So when he scattered all his jewels, then the angels and the hoors, they gathered, they collected the jewels that were scattered by the tree of Tuba, and they will keep giving those jewels as gifts to each other until the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to come in your court, meaning come in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and perform the marriage of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha on earth, and give glad tidings of two such sons to Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who will be extremely pure, immensely pure, who will possess the finest of habits, finest of excellences and virtues, who will possess a pure nature, and who will possess well-being of both worlds. Then, dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali, I'm declaring divine command in relation to you. So go to the masjid, and I'm also coming there. I'm also coming to the masjid. I will perform your nikah over there in the presence of other people, and I will mention those virtues of yours with which your eyes will soothe. Such excellences of yours I will mention that will soothe your eyes. So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he says that I left the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and I was overly elated, I was overjoyed. So now I was in the masjid, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also arrived in the masjid, and his face, blessed face, luminous face, was overjoyed. It was shining with happiness. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam now ordered, commanded Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu that he should gather Muhajir and Ansar companions. And after that, after they all gathered, Muhajir and Ansar companions, they also gathered in the masjid, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon on the pulpit, on the member. And what did he say? That, O Muslims, just now Jibreel Ameen alayhi salam came to me, and he informed me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has performed the nikah of my daughter Fatima radiyallahu anha with Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem by making angels witness at Baitul Ma'mur. And he has also commanded me that I should perform their nikah on earth. So I make you all witness that I have performed the nikah of my daughter with Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu anha. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam commanded Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to deliver a sermon, to deliver a khutbah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we can see how beautifully this all took place, the wedding of Mullah Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and Fatima Zahra, the Lady of Paradise radiyallahu ta'ala anha. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the command for this marriage to take place. And before this marriage took place on the earth, this marriage had already taken place in the heavens. And normally, when a marriage takes place, dear viewers, we have people as witnesses, as when the Prophet ﷺ conducted this marriage in the masjid on the earth in Madinatul Munawwara, at that time the Sahaba, they were gathered. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, I make you witness. Though those companions, they were made witnesses. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this nikah take place, who were the witnesses? They were the angels, the infallible angels, the sinless angels, the angels who don't do anything but worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what place was it at? At Baitul Ma'mur, the Qibla of the angels. Baitul Ma'mur, which is above the seven heavens. At Baitul Ma'mur, the angels were gathered and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed the nikah of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the witnesses were angels. Now, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam delivered this sermon. All the companions, the muhajireen and ansar, they were gathered, they were witnesses, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to deliver a sermon now. So fulfilling the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem stood up and delivered this sermon. He said, all praise is for Allah, and we pay gratitude to Him for all the blessings that He showered upon us and all the favors that He showered upon us. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone. He has no partner. There is no one who resembles Him. There is no example of Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the chosen servant and messenger of Allah. He is His honored prophet and an illustrious Rasul, messenger. May such eternal mercy of Allah be showered upon him, upon his children, upon his companions, upon his wives, upon his children. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. That would make him, meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, happy, pleased. So this is the sermon that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem delivered at this occasion. And after this, he said that performing nikah is acting upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has given permission for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has performed the nikah of his daughter Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha with me, and He has appointed my armor, He has affixed my armor as the mahar, as the bridal money for this wedding. So those who were present, they congratulated Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and they said that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give blessings and unity to both of you. So dear viewers, this is how this wedding took place. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded for this wedding. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned to other sahaba that he is waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to the wedding of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, this was also a wait for Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to come in his court and for him to express his desire to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which he instantly accepted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already conducted this marriage at Baitul Ma'mur above the seven heavens, where angels were the witnesses. And then afterwards, this marriage also took place on earth, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was commanded to conduct this marriage. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam was sent with this message, with this divine command, with this divine decree. So dear viewers, this also shows us the eminence and excellence of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha and Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem as well, that how pious they were. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, his excellence is at another level. Then we have Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, that his virtues are also at another level. We have other companions who all are the guides of taqwa. They are the imams of taqwa. But when it comes to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, his rank, his status is distinct than others. And it was him who was the match that the Prophet ﷺ was looking for his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And at the same time, dear viewers, we should also learn from this account that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem did not possess the worldly provisions or worldly wealth as compared to other companions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was well aware of this fact. Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was doing hard labor work in order to earn a livelihood. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us over here that wealth, money, worldly blessings, all these things should be secondary. The first and foremost attribute, quality that we should looking in for a match, for a wedding, should be taqwa, should be piety, should be how religious a person is. Everything else is secondary. This is the first quality that we should be looking for whenever there is a marriage proposal. And at the same time, dear viewers, we also come to know that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was working hard, was carrying laborious works in order to earn a livelihood. So we should not be ashamed of doing any work, any halal work, to earn halal livelihood, to earn halal sustenance, to look after our family. This is also a means of worship if we earn halal livelihood. Of course, the sincere intentions should be there, but our halal earning of livelihood also becomes a means of worship for us. So this beautiful account shows us that how should our approach also be when we choose a marriage proposal. And what things should we prioritize? Worldly wealth, all these things are secondary, and these can come at a later stage. But piety, fear of Allah, being religious, this is something which should be of foremost importance when we are choosing for a match for ourselves or our children. So dear viewers, we've covered up until the sermon that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem delivered after this marriage took place, and the matters that took place afterwards, we will discuss those matters in our next episode. So don't forget to join us again in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine.